Dave, first things first, most importantly, do you have any update on Zach after what happened there?
He's got a pretty good bump on his head from hitting the ice, but he was in good spirits. He's everything fine in there. He was joking and telling jokes when I came and saw him after the game. So, but he banged his head on the ice pretty good.
Yeah, just a few minutes left in a preseason game. I mean, you don't want to see it at any time, but it must have been a kind of a scary moment for you guys.
I mean, it does. It's one of those ones that upsets you. You never see that happen. And, you know, it's a freak thing. Helmet comes off and he just falls the wrong way, and then the weight of the fall bangs his head. So, but lucky, it seems like he's all right in there. So we'll see where he is tomorrow.
He's a guy that, he plays the game on the edge. It seemed tonight like he was, and I'm not just talking about the fight, he was engaged in throwing hits. And was that as engaged as you'd seen him so far?
I thought our whole group was. You know, it was a competitive game, and we put that line together. There won't be a competitive line down low in the other team's end and be hard to play against. And they're trying to build that identity in their game. So, I thought the line had a strong game, really strong game. They got rewarded with a goal, and that's the way we're going to need that line to play. And Cass knows. Cass, this is an important year for Cass. He went through the injuries last year. He's come back. He's in great shape. He wants to help this team take the next step, and he's coming in and put the work in camp, and he knows how he wants to play, and he's going out and doing it, which is good to see.
With Derek Ryan, there's obviously the goal, but then he had a nice back check. He won some key faceoffs. Are you seeing some of the subtleties in his game that are going to come in handy?
He's smart. He's really smart. You know, he just reads plays. When you got a couple big guys like that you really want forechecking hard in that, he's a guy that reads off those guys well. So, he's been pretty solid. You can tell he's a smart player. He does a lot of little things right. The right-hand face-off, he probably didn't have as good a night as he wanted to tonight, but it was kind of a seesaw game. We won a few in a row, and then they'd win a few in a row. So, but all in all, it was a game that I like the way our group played. You know, there was lots of special teams, so you can see what people do in that. But it was a competitive game. It's getting closer to the regular season. You're competitive. It pushes you into doing a lot of things right if you've got a chance to win, if you want to have a chance to win. And that's the kind of game it was tonight. And I like that, where our group is right now.
A lot of opportunities to see your penalty kill in action. I know they allowed a couple goals, but what did you kind of the way?
Some good, some bad, we'll go through it. But it's good to get those reps so now we can start reinforcing, especially with our new guys here, reinforcing what we're looking for in certain situations. So it's it's a good test. Vancouver's got a good power play. They zip it around pretty good, so it was a good test for us. So we'll look at it and continue to push people in that direction.
Mike Smith, he was saying that he liked how feisty the game was because it could get him kind of engaged toward the end of this preseason and into the regular season. Did you find that as well from the bench?
Yeah, it was a competitive game. That's why it pushes you into doing things right. You know, otherwise you're not going to win. So we had a lot of guys that we did a lot of things well within a tight game like that. That was what we were looking for. Schmitty was really solid in there. You know, some hard situations on the PK and stuff, and he moved the puck very well tonight. So that was a strong game for him.
Dave, what'd you think of Turris on that line? And then a quick follow-up on your second power play unit that seemed to get a little bit of work time tonight.
Turris was fine there. He's just competing harder, and I think being on the wing is less responsibility down low for him. He's done the job up there. He's got skill. When he gets the puck, he can make a good play. And that second power play unit, they were all right. That first one, when they got a little over a minute early in the first period there, they were solid. They looked really good this morning in practice. I'm glad they got a few reps tonight.
Just on the right side, Yamamoto's banged up. Cassian, obviously, tonight, you're already without Archibald. Are you concerned that opening night, kind of what that right side might look like?
No,
do you have options that can move over?
I think Yamo got cleared today, so he's an option for Saturday. I'm not sure where we are with Cass yet, but we've still got Hyman that could go over there. We've still got to make a decision on Sevier, so we have enough to make it work.
And as you're getting towards the end in the final decisions, how would you characterize, you know, how close the competition is for those spots up front there?
It's very close. I mean, like I said earlier, I don't think anybody's played themselves off the team, but there's some guys that maybe pushed a little farther ahead.